Welcome to this audio tutorial on how to broadcast with Spreaker. My name is JC, also known as JC DJ Mac, and I would like to share my experience using Spreaker, as well as talking about what is Spreaker and how it works. First of all, my experience using Spreaker. I started broadcasting in September of 2012, and I love it. My podcast is called VisionCast, that's spelled VisionCast. When the podcast first officially launched in September of 2012, I only had a few followers. Later, as the podcast grew more and more and more, I decided to gain more listeners. Now, I have a total of 53 followers, and more will be coming soon. At the conclusion of this podcast, I'm going to give you guys a link as to where you can find my podcast on the internet, as well as some options to find my podcast. But first, you may be asking yourself, okay, what is Spreaker? The best answer I can give you is, Spreaker is an alternative solution for broadcasting. It allows a user who is sighted or blind to broadcast live on the internet or to record a show directly. It also allows you to listen to podcasts that other users recorded all around the world. Through its Facebook and Twitter Connect feature, Spreaker will automatically post the link, and then other users will be able to find your show. For example, suppose that Michael is doing a live show with Mark called Live with Michael and Mark. However, the podcast had to be recorded offline several times due to technical issues. Well, thanks to the power of time management and Twitter and Facebook, Mark can immediately know when the show gets posted, and when John comes home from work, he can just log into his Twitter or Facebook account, and bam, the podcast is right there. He don't have to go to the address bar to type up the link manually. He can just click on the link, and it'll launch the Spreaker web player, which will play the live show that Mark and Mike recorded together without doing anything else. That is one of the best features in Spreaker. If I want to do a show, either live or pre-recorded, and other people are busy, I tell the listeners, hey, if you missed an episode, you can go ahead and replay it at any time. I don't care if you're busy with the kids, I don't care if you're busy with school. All I know is, if you're busy, that's okay. You can always go back and replay the podcast at any time. At the conclusion of this tutorial, I'm going to give you guys an exclusive access to hear what it's like broadcasting an episode on the Spreaker DJ app for iOS. There is also an app available for Android. There's something I would like to point out to you guys before I continue. You are only allowed to broadcast up to 30 minutes. However, if you would like to broadcast longer, there is a subscription plan that Spreaker offers that will enable you to broadcast longer. However, since you don't have the money to afford it, you can broadcast for as long as you would like, up to 30 minutes. Spreaker has a limit in storage space. When you first sign up with Spreaker, you get 20 total hours of audio storage. When you reach the audio storage limit, you will receive a notification via email that you have reached the maximum storage limit and you will not be able to record any more podcasts. To continue, remove older episodes, and then you can resume your podcasting duties. What I do is, after I record an episode, I simply go back, delete the previous episode, and leave the newest ones, and then when I'm ready, I can just always go back and start over again. Now, before I conclude with the demonstration and shoutouts, I have a friend of mine from Phoenix, Arizona, who also does a podcast on Spreaker, and she would like to share her experience with you guys. In fact, she actually was taught by me how to use Spreaker, and she really loves it. I taught her the basics on how to use Spreaker, how to sign up for it using Twitter, and she was able to podcast. And she will give more details as she goes along. So, without further ado, here is my friend, Stacy, aka Crazy Stacy 25, from Phoenix, Arizona, to tell her experience as to how she uses Spreaker on a day-to-day basis.
Hey guys, this is Stacy here. I just wanted to make this brief, because I know that JC's, this is his podcast, and this was his idea originally. So I just want to make this brief. I'm recording this on the Mac. Hopefully I'll be getting my laptop either at the end of January or the beginning of February. Today I just wanted to briefly make some comments on my experiences with broadcasting on Spreaker via the laptop. And NVDA. Yes, it is possible to broadcast on Spreaker with NVDA, and I would walk you through it, but since I have a broken laptop and I can't get my new one till at least the end of January when my grandfather leaves, I'm going to just simply walk you through it by talking about how it's done. The first part, for the very first time when you sign into Spreaker, and you go onto the website and you sign up. The very first time when you do your first episode, what you're gonna wanna do is Adobe is going to ask you if you want Spreaker to, if you want to allow Spreaker to have access to your camera and your microphone. Some embedded objects are accessible with NVDA, some aren't, and the DJ console itself, where you broadcast, that is accessible. However, that first dialogue before it lets you into the console is not accessible with NVDA. So the very first, for your very first podcast, you're gonna want some sighted help. So that, and it's only gonna happen one time. You won't have to do it for every podcast, but you're gonna want some sighted help for the very first time that you do it. And basically what you're going to ask your sighted person to do is to go into your Adobe settings with the mouse and have it so that Adobe will remember that Spreaker is allowed to access it so that you won't have that dialogue popping up anymore, and then you won't need sighted help anymore. So just ask a sighted friend or a family member to help you if you're using NVDA. Ask a sighted family member or friend to help you to click. What you want to do is shut off NVDA at the time. You know, have the sighted friend or family member click into your Adobe Player settings and have them select that Spreaker is an application that's always allowed to have access to your microphone and to your camera, and have it remember that so that every time you log into Spreaker, it won't ask you again. It'll just go straight to your console. And then you can access the rest of it from NVDA. Then what you're gonna do is you're gonna, once you're presented with the console, there's gonna be another embedded object. That's how NVDA views it. To interact with the embedded object, you're gonna press the Enter key. And then you're either gonna, there's several ways you can do it. I'm trying to remember how I did it. I think you tab first, and then you press the B for button. There's a button that says record a new podcast button, And, well, there's two buttons. Broadcast live, which is the default button, and record a new podcast. Those are pretty self-explanatory. And right after the record a new podcast button, there is an unlabeled button. It just will say button. It won't have any labels or anything. It will just say button. And it's an unlabeled button. And that's the button that you press to start recording. Then the way you know that you're on air is it will say on air. It will say the words on air. You just pass your button and you just arrow down and you'll see the words on air. And that's how you'll know you're on air. And it will say that whether you're recording in podcast mode or whether you're broadcasting live. If you're going to record in podcast mode, whether recording live, you still hit the same unlabeled button. But here's the difference. By default, it has it so that you're broadcasting live. If you just hit the unlabeled button, it will by default, you'll be broadcasting live. And then any social network that your Spreaker account is connected to, there'll be a tweet. Like for me, it's Twitter, because I don't use Facebook, I use Twitter. For me, there will be a tweet that goes out on Twitter that gives all the listeners the link to the live broadcast, so that they can tune in live. However, if you don't want to broadcast live, if you want to do pre-recorded, first you need to hit the record a podcast button to tell it that you don't want to go live. And then after you hit the record a podcast button, then you hit the unlabeled button, and then you'll record in podcast mode. Then you'll want to look, after you stop the podcast, you'll want to look for the publish button. Then you'll want to confirm that yes, you want to publish it, and it will upload your podcast. It will publish your podcast to the web. Now, like JC says, when you're broadcasting or when you're recording a podcast in the console, it allows you only 30 minutes if you're a free member. It will allow you more broadcasting time in the console if you pay. However, one thing, and thanks to my friend Cassandra from Texas, I'm going to shout her out, and I'll shout her out a million times over because she's the one that brought this to my attention. Cassandra told me that if you upload the podcast offline, not from the console, you can't record it in the console, because if you record it in the console, it will automatically, you have 30 minutes. Whether you're broadcasting it live through the console or doing a podcast in the console, it's in the console, so you only get 30 minutes. I mean, you can do part 2, part 3, part 4. But, you know, if you wanted to do a 2-hour show, there is a way to do a 2-hour show for free on Spreaker. And thanks again to my friend Cassandra. I want to shout her out. The way you do the 2-hour show on Spreaker is you record your podcast offline completely, away from the console. So, like, if I wanted to do an hour-long show, say I'm on the Mac, I would record it in QuickTime Player, away from my console. And then what I would do is we go to the screen, you click Create on the internet, you click the link when you're signed into your Spreaker account, you click the link that says Create, and it's the same link that you click in the beginning when you want to do a show, and then you're presented with either broadcast, the link that says Broadcast, and broadcast will be the link that takes you to help you get set up to broadcast or podcast in the DJ console, and then the link that says upload, and that will allow you to upload a file from your computer. Then there's a button that says upload a file from your computer. You press the enter key on that, and it will allow you to browse for a file, and then you can upload it. And they do support several file formats, including my favorite format, which is OGG. I know I used to say it was WMA, but I like OGG so much better, so that's my new favorite format. And so you can upload it in OGG, and it's much smaller and easier than MP3, and it's better quality, I think. So, and it's patent-free, which the software patents means they charge you and all that jazz, so it's free to do, and you don't need extra encoders. Because like the audio editor Gold Wave, it requires you to get an MP3 encoder when you download it because of software patents. Same with Audacity. Because of software patents, and they have to pay for it. They have you get the LAME encoder and put it in the directory so that you can encode an MP3, which the LAME encoder is free, but GoldWave, see, they can't encode an MP3 because of software patents. Now, WavePad, they paid for the patency license, so they can do it, but GoldWave didn't, so you have to download the encoder, same with Audacity, but if you do it in AUG, you don't need any special encoders for that. You just convert your file to AUG, there's no patents, it's perfect. So, those are my comments on broadcasting from the laptop. I'm sorry I wasn't able to walk you through it with NVDA, but I have been dying to podcast for a long time. I just had a broken laptop, and hopefully, very soon, in a few weeks, I'll be able to get it. So, if you have any questions about how to broadcast from the laptop, please feel free to let me know. You can tweet me at CrazyStacy25. Although, since I'm borrowing the Mac, the quickest way is to email me. My email address is crazystacy25@gmail.com, and my email is spelled crazystacey25@gmail.com. My Twitter is crazystacy25, but in my Twitter there's no E in the word crazy, only in my email there's an E in the word crazy. So, thanks so much for listening to this. I hope you've learned something useful as to how to broadcast/podcast on Spreaker. With JC's demonstration of the app and me talking about the laptop, again, I'm sorry I couldn't demo it, but when I get my Windows 8 laptop, I'll do a tutorial demoing it as well and walking you through it better, but I just have been dying to get my voice heard on the air, so I just wanted to talk about some things. Overall, for comments, I really enjoy it. I think Spreaker is awesome and it's fun, and I really enjoy broadcasting on Spreaker. And if I want to do a longer show, I just record it offline away from my console and then just upload it, which is totally awesome. So that wraps it up for this. I just wanted to keep it as brief as possible, give some comments and feedback, and tell you how to do it, and so on and so forth. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast tutorial. Once again, if you have any questions, email us or tweet us, or you can Facebook JC. Thanks so much, everybody, and I will see you later. Peace.
Thank you, Stacy, for sharing your experience. And now, the time has come, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for me to demonstrate what it's like broadcasting a show on Spreaker. Before I get started, I need to load up one more track. I've just loaded the first track already, which is intro. I'm going to load up the second track, which is actually a song request from my friend Stacy, and then we will get the show on the road.
Track 2. Play track 1. Track change track 2. Button.
I had to swipe a few times back and forth to get there, but I found it. Okay, so let's go in here.
Songs. Intro. Songs. Clear text. Search field is editing.
Now, for this one, I'm going to say, didn't we almost have it all?
Inserted did cutting. Songs. Didn't we almost have it all? Whitney Houston.
There we go. Now I have to double tap one last time. Let me make sure the song is in focus.
Didn't we almost have it all? Whitney Houston.
Yep, there it is. And now we're going to double tap it one last time.
Exit button.
And the song is in there. So we have two songs. We have intro, which will be the start, and then leading up to that, we have Didn't We Almost Have It All by Whitney Houston. Or the great late Whitney Houston, as I should say. Okay, let's get started. But before I get started, I need to mute my microphone so that way the audio will not come out when I start recording. So, I need to go to where it says mute microphone. And there it is. So I'm going to double tap on that.
Unmute microphone.
And then I will play the crowd cheering, which is the first effect. And it comes with three effects, which you can customize it. So I'm going to
play 0 0 for play track one changed track seat rec button.
Go to record.
Start recording. Cancel button.
Now there's two ways you can either record online or record offline, but for the purpose of this tutorial, I'm going to record offline to save precious time, so that when users go online to Twitter and Facebook as described in the intro, they can find the podcast through Twitter or Facebook.
Start broadcast, record offline, button. Stop, button.
So we're now recording, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the intro.
Change track one, play track one, but pause track one.
Best radio show on the internet airwaves.
Zero play, 50 effect, network play effect one, or play effect one, button.
Now I'm going to play the first effect.
JC, aka JC DJ Mac.
Stop effect, network effect, play effect, edit effect, play effect, unmute microphone, button.
So when the effect is over, I get to unmute my microphone so I can start talking.
Mute microphone.
Hey everybody! It's JC aka DJ Mac here. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. It is indeed Friday. We have finally made it to the weekend. I am so excited as to what the weekend has in store for us, and we've just made it through the first week of January 2014. I am so excited. Alright, we got a first song up and running, or our first song up and running, I should say. And our first song for today is actually a request from Stacy from Phoenix, Arizona. She wants to hear one of her favorite songs by the late Whitney Houston. Oh my gosh, rest in peace to Whitney. She was an amazing singer. But anyways, here's Whitney Houston singing her classic, Didn't We Almost Have It All, here on VisionCast.
Unmute microphone.
Okay, so now I'm going to load the track.
Effect 1, 50 per play track 0, play track 2, button, pause track 2.
So as you can hear, the track is playing, which is Whitney Houston, Greatest Love of All, which Stacy from Arizona requested. Volume so I could talk to you guys. So in addition to all the three effects you have, which includes applause and all the other effects, as you can hear, it's playing through the speakers. And I muted my microphone, so that way when you do a podcast, you don't have to worry about hearing what the other person is saying when they do a tutorial or when they do like a demo. So after this song is over, I'm going to move over to the next song. In fact, while it's playing,
18, 100, play track one, change track one, button.
I'm going to play the second track on track one.
Songs. Didn't we almost have it? Songs. Clear text. But search field is editing.
Now I'm going to use my voice this time, but it's going to pause a little bit. Original.
Ellipsis.
Now it paused a bit because I had to.
Backward. Left. So man. Original. Sam and Dave. Sam and Dave. So man. Stop. Track. Change. Track 0 20. Play track 2. Button. Pause track 2.
So that's one of the great features. If you like what I just did, I record the podcast and I accidentally pushed it to do a voice search, I go back to the second track, hit play, and resume the second track. So it is playing right now. So as you can hear, the track is playing through the speakers and it's actually coming out pretty good. And you can check how much time you have left by scrolling down to the bottom.
Play effect, edit, play effect, unmute, effect 3, time pass 4, 20, Time left. 25:39.
Live chat is
available while recording a show.
I have 25 minutes and 33 seconds. And as you can hear, VoiceOver said, chatting is not available while recording an episode. And the great feature is you can chat to others while they're doing a live show. But I'm not doing a live show, so it told me that the chat feature is not available. And by the way, you probably heard my aunt in the background, so pardon the interruption there. But that was my aunt who just came in, by the way. So, anyways, the song is almost over, so I'm going to move over to the next song after it's over. I'm going to move over to the next song. It's at, let me see, 63%, so it's almost finished. So, as soon as it's done, I'm going to swipe over to the next song. So the podcast is great. As I explained in the introduction, I have a total of 53 followers, so that when they do find my episode that I'm going to publish, they can listen to it via their computer, or if they have an iPhone, like what I have, or mostly all users have iPhones, they can listen via their iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad, in which I'm using to demonstrate this. I'm using the iPad mini, by the way, to do this podcast. I have to say that podcasting on Spreaker is very good. The app is laid out clean. There's nothing too buggy about it. It's very accessible. I really love this, and it's a very good app, so I highly recommend for those of you that would like to podcast or cannot afford Station Playlist Studio, as stated earlier. I highly recommend you download and give Spreaker a try. It is a very good app. Okay, so the song is just about over. It is concluding now. So I'm going to play the second track now.
Pause track one.
So as you can tell, I'm playing the second track now. And then after this song, I'm going to move on to the next one. Now, I stated before, you only have 30 minutes to do this. After that, if you want to continue, you have to do another part. But I don't take that long, so I only play like 3 or 4 songs, to say the least. If they're long, I skip them, and I conclude with my shoutouts. I usually conclude with my shoutouts, share quick announcements, and then I play a couple of promos or two, and all that. So, and by the way, Stacy, who you heard previously, before I came back on, does a good job with promos. In fact, I'm going to show you by playing you a promo that she did. Well, one of the promos to demonstrate. Let me turn this up a little bit. So as you can hear, it's coming through the speaker with the transmitter connected. I gotta tell you guys, podcasting is a good thing. I'm really loving it. And if you're like me and you want a podcast, I highly recommend you try Spreaker. And like I said, at the conclusion, I will give you the link to the podcast, as well as information as to where you can go to find it. In fact, I'm on iTunes. Spreaker, and I'm also on TuneIn Radio. If you're using the TuneIn Radio app, you can certainly find me there. But I will tell you how at the end. Okay, so get ready. I'm going to go back on now.
Play effect, network effect two, play effect, edit effect, play effect, unmute microphone button.
And that was Soul Man by Sam and Dave. You are listening to the Friday edition of Vision Cast. Good afternoon, everybody. I hope you're having a fabulous Friday. Oh my gosh, it is finally the weekend. It is finally here. Well, actually, it's not until 5 o'clock officially, until it's quitting time, but still, we are so excited. And you heard Soul Man by Sam and Dave, followed by Didn't We Almost Have It All by Whitney Houston. And that was a special dedication by Stacy, aka Crazy Stacy 25 from Phoenix, Arizona. So, before I continue, let's hear a few words from our listeners.
Unmute microphone.
Okay, so now I'm going to load my first track again.
Track one. Change track one. Song.
I'm trying to scroll as fast as I can.
Bless the bro. Back out. Clear text. Or clear text. Search field. Is editing.
Promo.
Inserted promo. Clear song. VC promo. VC promo 2. VC promo 3. And known album. And known artist. Stop.
Okay, so.
Change track 2.
I'm going to select the second track.
Songs. VC promo, VC song, clear text, search field, is editing.
I know.
Inserted I know, clear text song, I know. Stacy. Change to track one, play track one, button, pause track one.
If you're looking for an awesome internet radio station that plays any artist, any genre, in live and archived form, you've come to the right place. On Spreaker.com and on YourListen.com, JC DJ Mac has a wonderful show with great taste to offer. It's known as Vision Cast, where fun and technology go hand in hand. So please stop by and don't be afraid to listen to the
75.0% play track 2 button.
Where fun and technology go hand in hand.
Pause track 2.
So basically, I swiped over to the first track, and then I swiped over to the second track. So while I'm at it, let's check how much time I have left.
Play effect, edit effect, play effect, unmute my effect, time passed, 12, 30, time left, 17, 29.
17 minutes and 29 seconds.
Network condition, play effect 1, button.
Yeah, tonight it's gonna be an awesome night.
That's my friend Stacy, by the way. She's singing that.
This show,
and she composed
is really
it, so.
Rock the floor.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna pause this recording, and then I will come back as soon as the song is over. Okay, I'm back. The song is just about over. And now,
I'm
gonna unmute the mic and say a couple of words.
Mute microphone.
And that was my buddy Stacy from Phoenix, Arizona, singing her classic, I Know. And that was followed by my friend Stacy again with her awesome, awesome promo. I'm JC, aka DJ Mac, on this lovely Friday edition of VisionCast. And now, to conclude the podcast, before I share my announcements and shoutouts, I would like to play one last song for you guys, and it's a song that I really love. Pardon me. It is a song that I really love, and I can't get enough to play it. So here is, without further delay, Red with their song, Let It Burn.
Unmute microphone, play, edit, play, effect, net, play, effect, 50% play, track, 100% play, track, 1, button.
Alright, I'm going to play the last song.
Unmute microphone.
Normally I would play 5, but just in case if I run out of time, I'm playing 4. Because I don't want to end up wasting time. Because like I said in the intro, I only have 30 minutes. Or you, the podcaster, only has 30 minutes to broadcast. So as you can hear, the broadcast is going through the speakers. So to demonstrate this, I'm picking up my recorder, and I could take the speaker, and I can roam around the room wirelessly, and I put it on the bed. The console, rather.
Got one. I know. Stacy.
Oops. And I'm gonna go back here. So, I'm going to pause the recording just like I did before, and then I will resume the recording as soon as the song comes to a close. As you can hear, the song is still playing. It's almost done anyways. So as soon as the song is over, what I usually do is, I end with some announcements, as well as an answer to the trivia question. And I also ended with a couple of shoutouts, and I'm about to go on right now.
Network ended. Play effect one. Effect one. 50%. Effect one. Play effect one. Button.
Well, still coming close to an end, but I'm gonna go to where it says unmute microphone. There we go. And that was Let It Burn by Red. What a great song. You're listening to VisionCast, where fun and technology go hand in hand. I'm your host, JC DJ Mac. It is indeed a pleasure to be with you guys on this marvelous and fabulous Friday afternoon.
Unmute my play effect 3 button. Stop effect 3.
So as you can see, I'm playing the effect clapping now.
Unmute microphone button. Mute microphone.
And I would like to thank my friends, including my followers and Stacy, for that wonderful promo and that wonderful intro. So, how about it? Let's give a hand one more time for Stacy, ladies and gentlemen.
Play effect 3. Stop effect 3. Unmute microphone.
Yes, Stacy is my best friend ever, and I would have not have those promos done, especially the TTS intro I just played in the beginning, if it wasn't for Stacy. So thank you once again, Stacy, for your awesome promos, your awesome songs. And of course, to everyone else who has been following my podcast, thank you so much. I would like to bring a couple of announcements to your attention. They're not that hard, so I'm going to try to speed it up as quickly as I can before time runs out. I first of all would like to announce that there will be no Christmas in January special. It appears that Stacy's grandfather is coming from Indiana, so apparently she will not be doing Christmas in January. However, she has pushed it back to Christmas in February. So, just thought that you should be aware of that. It'll be Christmas in February, so hopefully once she gets her laptop back by the end of January, she can start in February. And if you missed my trivia questions, please go back and refer to the TTS podcast. I just published it yesterday. So please go back and refer to the podcast I just did yesterday so you guys can listen to a clip. I played a Spanish song. It's by an artist, but I'm not going to give you the name. You have to tell me the name of the artist who sang it. If you tell me the name, then you will win a chance for you to record your own podcast and have a chance to have the podcast be recorded and published on my channel. So, again, I just thought that you should be aware of that. And I want to do a couple of shout-outs since I still have time to kill. Shout-out goes directly to Stacy, a.k.a. Crazy Stacy 25 from Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you once again for your intros, your promos, your songs. And thank you for allowing me to play Glory Glory yesterday on my show. It's been a while since I've not played that song on your show, so I might as well play it on the TTS podcast. And don't worry, folks, you will hear more of the TTS podcast to come. As soon as I have time to publish more, I will. A shout-out goes to Lacey all the way from Columbus, Ohio. Shout-out goes to my two friends who are actually co-hosts from Reach FM, the Reach FM morning show, Rhonda, and also who hosts the Midday with Ruthie J. Ruthie J himself, Ruthie and Rhonda, thank you so much for allowing me to listen into your show. Thank you so much. And I also want to give a shout out to a couple of other people. Denny Jackson from Miami, Florida. Sarah Knob and Stephanie Knob from Palm Coast. And to all of my followers, including Jasmine Polite, and everybody else who followed my podcast, thank you so much. And remember, if you have a song request, you can either email them to me, jcdjmac@gmail.com, or you can tweet them to me. My Twitter username is @jcdjmac. That is @jcdjmac. I'm out of here, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend. God bless you guys. And I will see you next time on another edition of VisionCast. Alright, so I'm going to play the effect one last time.
Edit effect, play effect, net play effect, fifth play, track one, play, track, changed, track, the stop button.
And I'm going to stop it.
Episode details, home button.
Great, I ended on time. Alright, so now after the episode is over, or after you finish with it, it brings up an episode details page. So, let's scroll down and see what we have here.
Your profile button.
Oops, I need to go back.
Insert the title here.
There we go.
Text field.
Now it gives a text field to insert the title. So, I'm going to call it...
In text field. Is editing. Insert
I'm going
the title
to
here.
Call this one... Hang on a second, folks. Sorry about the technical issue, folks. I had to verify today's date. Okay, so, anyways, I'm going to call it... Music Show for Friday, January 10th, 2014.
Inserted Music Show for Friday, January 10th, 2014.
Okay, there we go. Now I have to find...
Done. Delete.
Oh,
done.
I just found it. So I'm going to double tap. Done.
Delete button.
Now it has a delete button. And I'm going to play it for you guys so you guys can actually hear what it sounds like. I'm not going to play the whole thing. I'm just going to play portions of what it sounds like.
Publish.
Whoops.
Public. 0% play.
There we go. Alright, so this is what it sounds like before it gets published.
Stop.
You're listening to the best radio show on the internet airwaves. It's VisionCast, where fun and technology go hand in hand.
And there's a delay because I had to find the track and all that, but...
JC, a.k.a. JC DJ Mac.
So as you can hear, the applause is there, and I'm going to come on in a second to do my welcome message and my greetings.
Mute microphone.
Hey, everybody! It's JC, a.k.a. DJ Mac here. Thank you
so much for tuning in to today's podcast. It is indeed Friday. We have finally made it to the weekend. I am so excited as to what the weekend has in store for us, and we've just made it through the first week of January 2014. I am so excited. All right, we got a first song up and running. Or our first song up and running, I should say. And our first song for today is actually a request from Stacy from Phoenix, Arizona. She wants to hear one of her favorite songs by the late Whitney Houston. Oh my gosh, rest in peace to Whitney. She was an amazing singer. But anyways, here's Whitney Houston singing her classic, Didn't We Almost Have It All, here on VisionCast. So I muted the microphone there. So what I do is I mute the microphone, I find the track. It takes me a while to find it, but once I find it, there it goes. So it's playing right now. That's the same track that was playing when I recorded it. So you basically get the idea. So that is how, ladies and gentlemen, you broadcast a live episode, or a recorded episode, rather, to Spreaker. Before I conclude, I would like to show you how to upload the episode after it gets broadcasted or recorded to the Spreaker website, so that whoever follows it on Spreaker and Twitter and Facebook, rather, can go online and listen to it. So we're going to go down till we hear the word publish, or up
listen,
rather.
Play 8% to publish button.
I'm going to publish the podcast now.
Publish. Music show for Friday, January 10th, 2014. Text field.
And it has a title, which has already been filled in for me, which is Music Show for Friday, January 10th, 2014. I am not going to deal with this anymore, well, for now at least.
Show.
And now it brings us to where you have to select a show. When you officially sign up for Spreaker, you get a show that says The John and Mark Show. But I changed it to VisionCast, so that way when people go online, it will find, users rather, will find it.
Tap to select a show. Text.
So I'm going to select
back
my show. Now there's two options. You can either select from your show name, or you can select create a new show. But I'm going to select VisionCast since it is the show I'm publishing to.
Show. Create new show. VisionCast.
So VisionCast is the second one. The first one was create a new show, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to select VisionCast as the second show.
Publish. Cancel. Back button.
And it has a back button if you want to go back and change the title, but we're not going to do that because I already have a title filled in. So we're going to scroll until we hear the word publish.
Episode. Publish. Heading. Uploading 0%.
Actually, until it says the word start. My bad. So we got an upload progress, but it says 0% because it's not uploading yet. And then below that we have...
Encoding 0%.
Encoding, which means it encodes the track for upload. So I'm going to show you exactly what happens once I start the upload process.
Title. Music show for Friday, January 10th. 2014. Text field.
There's the title again.
Show.
Now, when you go to show, here's what you get now.
VisionCast. Text field.
VisionCast. It's my show. I'm the one who owns the copyright, and I'm the one who selects which show or episode rather gets published.
Please wait while your episode is uploading to Spreaker. Ellipsis.
Now there's a text field that says, please wait while your episode is being published on Spreaker.
Please wait while your episode is being encoded for listening. Ellipsis.
And then there's another one that says, please wait while your episode is being encoded for listening. But none of those actions are occurring because I haven't started it yet.
Share on.
Now there's two options. You can share on either...
Public.
Public, which means everyone can go on and listen to it.
Progress. 0%.
There's another progress indicator.
Progress, 0%.
Another progress indicator. Those are both for upload and encoding.
Facebook, button.
Facebook is already checked.
Twitter, button.
Twitter is already checked. So, once this episode gets uploaded, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys are following me on Spreaker, you will receive a notification on Twitter and on Facebook to notify you that my show is up. But it will not happen until I hit start, so we're gonna hit start.
SoundCloud, button.
Oh, I forgot to mention, you can also upload the episode via SoundCloud, but I don't have access to my SoundCloud account right now. I just use Twitter and Facebook since I'm connected to both accounts.
No, yes.
Then it gives me the option to say either yes or no, but I selected yes because the links will be posted onto both accounts, which is Twitter and Facebook. The only account that is not available at the moment, or I don't have configured, rather, is SoundCloud. But Twitter and Facebook are the only solutions I have available.
Start button.
And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to start now.
About button.
Now it brings us back to the menus. Now I have to go and find it.
Upload encoding 0, uploading 12%.
Now it's uploading, so VoiceOver tells us the progress indicator. So once it is done uploading, it will automatically publish the link via Facebook and on Twitter. So I'm going to put this recording on pause mode. And then I will come back and resume the recording once it is done uploading. Okay, folks, I'm back and the upload process has been completed. So now what we have on the screen is, well, you have the progress, which has now changed from whatever percentage it was to 100%. So now we have
awesome.
A text that says awesome.
Please wait while your episode is uploading to Spreaker. Ellipsis.
And it has the same text. Let me skip
please
over
those.
Please
wait while your episode has been published on Spreaker and is now available for listening.
So the episode is now available for listening. So when the people that follow me come home from work today, they can go on to Spreaker or Twitter or Facebook, whatever, and just listen to the podcast that I've just uploaded.
Progress. Progress. Cancel. Skip. Continue. Button.
And now double tap on continue.
Create. Home. Button.
Let me make sure that we're in the home button, otherwise, let's see.
Home. Your profile. Button.
Okay, so we're out of the screen.
Home. Recorder Plus.
And that, folks, is how to broadcast live using Spreaker. The app is very accessible for iOS devices as well as Android devices, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed doing this podcast. Before I turn the mic over to Stacy, she has a couple of shoutouts of her own, her own rather. I'll give you my contact information and how to get in touch with the podcast. First of all, you can get in contact with me by my email address, which is jcdjmac, that's jcdjmac, at gmail, gmail.com. You can also hit me up via Twitter if you are a Twitter fanatic like I am and use Twitter. You can tweet to me at JCDJMAC, that's @JCDJMAC. And finally, if you are friends of mine on Facebook, you can send me a message on my Facebook inbox, or you can post a comment on my Facebook timeline. So, you're asking yourself, this podcast is cool, how can I find it and follow it? Well, here's how. You can follow my podcast by searching the word VisionCast. If you are on www.tunein.com, that is spelled T-U-N-E-I-N.com, You can search for the word Vision Cast. That is spelled V-I-S-I-O-N space C-A-S-T. And then you'll be able to find my podcast and listen to it via TuneIn Radio. That's if you don't have Spreaker installed. However, if you do have the Spreaker app installed, you can follow me through there. In the menu, tap on the search button, and in the search box, type in VisionCast. Again, that podcast name is spelled V-I-S-I-O-N space C-A-S-T. Alternatively, you can visit the following URL, which is http://www.spreaker, that is spelled spreaker.com/show/vision_cast. Again, the address to go to my show page is http://www.spreaker, that spells spreaker.com/show/vision_cast. Thank you so much for listening. Again, shout out goes to all of my friends, including Denny Jackson from Miami, Florida, Leon Stewart, who is also from Miami, Florida, Stephanie Knob and Sarah Knob from Palm Coast, Florida, Sierra Hall from Palm Coast, my dad from Puerto Rico, Tyrone Thompson from Los Angeles, California, Lacey Hughes from Columbus, Ohio, and as well as Stacy from Phoenix, Arizona, who is my best friend ever, and everyone else who follows my podcast and continues to follow it, thank you so much for following my podcast and for listening to today's tutorial, which will be uploaded onto Spreaker, as well as the Blind Geek Zone podcast shortly. Before I conclude, I would like to hand the mic over to Stacy one last time so she can do her shout-outs. Until next time, I'm JC, signing off. Stacy, take it away, my friend.
I forgot to give my shout-outs. Those are important, and I usually always give them at the end, but I completely forgot, so I'm going to give them now. Shout-out goes to my best friend, JC. From Florida. Thank you, JC, so much for allowing me to post my review and my comments at the end of your podcast. I really appreciate it. I've just been really going crazy because I haven't been on air, and it's just so good to be back on air, even though it's not on my channel. So thank you so much for allowing me to do that. I really appreciate it. Shout out goes to Cassandra from Texas. Thank you, Cassandra, so much for bringing that broadcasting thing to my podcasting thing to my attention. So now I can do longer shows for free. Thank you, Cassandra. I appreciate it. And shout out goes to my father from Phoenix, to Maggie and Jeffrey, to my beloved boyfriend Ryan, and to everybody else that's listening to JC and listening to my shows. I know there's nothing on my Spreaker page yet. I might record some podcasts and put them up and then clear them just before I'm about to do my Christmas show, because there's nothing on there, and I want to have content for listeners, but I'll see what we can do. I'll work with JC on that regard, but thanks to everybody that follows JC, and thanks to everybody that follows me, and thanks to everybody who's listened to this. So, okay, now I'm ready to end the podcast, so, or at least my portion of it. So thanks so much for listening. Again, please feel free to tweet or email me if you have any questions about this, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks so much, and I will see you guys later.